Good evening. Welcome to our weekly Vinyl Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Sunday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. '56 had several number one hits with Don't Be Cruel, Hound Dog by Elvis Presley, and Singing the Blues by Guy Mitchell. Here's Gogi Grant with her number one hit, The Wayward Wind, with Buddy Gregman and his orchestra from March. Frank Ifield later covered it in January 1963.
To the wayward wind. sun will bring showers of sadness I fear. Your lips won't be smiling, your eyes will not shine, for I know tomorrow that your love won't be mine. It's almost tomorrow, but what can I do? Your kisses all tell me that your love is untrue. I'll love you to shine, and hope someday, darling, that you'll always be mine. Your heart was so warm, dear, it now has turned cold. You no longer love me, for your memories grow old. It's almost tomorrow, for here comes the sun, but still I am hoping that tomorrow won't come.
It's almost tomorrow, but what can I do? Your kisses.
We heard from the Dreamweavers, a trio from Florida, USA, with It's Almost Tomorrow, a number 7 hit on Billboard from November 1955. It was also covered by Joe Stafford and later Mark Winter in 1963. And first up, sad movie singer Sue Thompson with James Hold the Ladder Steady, a number 17 hit from October 1962. And you wouldn't believe that Sue turned 94 years last month. Craig Douglas begins the British pop with the Sam Cooke hit, Only 16, reaching number one on the UK charts from August 1959, followed by singer-songwriter Chris Andrews with his first single, Yesterday Man, a number three hit from October 1965. As a songwriter, he wrote most of Sandy Shaw hits. This is Vinyl Revival.
I loved her so, but she was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know. We'd laugh and we'd sing and do the little things that made my heart glow, but she was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know. Did I give my heart so fast? It never will happen again. 'Cause I was a mere lad of 16. I've aged a year since then. She was only 16, only 16. With eyes that would glow. Never will happen again. 'Cause I was a mere lad of 16. I've aged a year since then. She was only 16, only 16. With eyes that would glow. She was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know.
Yeah.
But she
Vinyl Revival would like to pay a tribute to musician, songwriter Dave Bartholomew, who wrote dozens of hit songs for Fats Domino. Here is Fats with Don't Come Knocking, a number 21 hit from July 1960, and I Hear You Knocking, not by Fats, but the hit version by Gail Storm, a number 2 hit from October 1955. There was also a number 4 hit for Dave Edmonds in January 1971. Sadly, Dave passed away back in late June at the age of 100 years.
Goodbye. Now you come back telling me.
Instrumental group The Shadows begins the musical interlude with their version of Valencia with the Norrie Paramore strings from their Lost Shadows extended play 45 from March 1963, followed by the popular Lee Revere Passé March performed by the band of HM Grenadier Guards, conducted by Major George Miller from early 1940. tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Sunday night with more forgotten tunes than rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 60s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, all one word. I Four to Pieces singer Patsy Cline begins the country segment with Back in Baby's Arms, recorded at the Decca Studios on September the 10th, 1962, followed by Tippy Towing, performed by the Hardin Trio from May 1966. It comprised Bobby Hardin and his sisters, Robbie and Arlene. American singing star and actress Ruth Etting, 1897 to 1978, begins our vintage track with Button Up Your Overcoat with Studio Orchestra, recorded in New York City on March the 11th, 1929. It came from the successful 1929 stage musical Follow Through. Mindy Carson also covered it in 1951 and Eddie Gourmet in 1958. This is Vinyl Revival. Moving to the mid-50s for Elvis Presley with I Was The One, the B-side of his number one hit, Heartbreak Hotel, reaching number 19 on Billboard from March 1956. His follow-up single was a Carl Perkins hit, Blue Suede Shoes, released as a single only in Canada and later on an extended play 45 in America. Connie Francis from Newark, New Jersey, USA, begins the rock and roll segment with her MGM rocker, Plenty Good Lovin', orchestra conducted by Ray Ellis from September 1959. Her next number one hit came in May 1960 with Everybody's Somebody's Fool. And you wouldn't believe that Connie turns 81 years in December. And the hits still just keep on coming. Track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
were all agleam. We were only 17, but we knew. Chapel bells were all a-chime. It was apple blossom time. While I held your hand in mine, our dream came true. Turn back the hands of time. Roll back the sands of time. Bring back our dream divine. Let's live it over again. Again, hold you in my arms again, whisper that I'm yours again, yours till I die. Oh, to find the stars so bright, love you till the morning light. If my heart could sing tonight, how it would cry.
From the 1950s teen idol singer Eddie Fisher with Turn Back the Hands of Time, with Hugo Winterholder's orchestra and chorus, a number 8 hit on Billboard from September 1951. His other top 20 hits include Lady of Spain, I'm Walking Behind You, Oh My Papa, Cindy Oh Cindy, and many more. Eddie was once married to Debbie Reynolds and Elizabeth Taylor. The Chiffons, a black vocal group from the Bronx, to close the show with Just For Tonight, a non-chart single from March 1968. Their only number one hit was He's So Fine in March 1963. Until 7:10 p.m. next Sunday, this has been your host, Albert Chan, signing off. Good night, everyone.
Telling you how much I want you each word. Telling you how much I want you each word. daily bread. Good night and go to bed.